Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back on The Fan. We've been all over Washington, D.C. on 106.7 for the last hour. We got to welcome in our Richmond audience. Picks us up for 3 hours every day on 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard to the Football Friday party. We're enjoying ourselves, getting ready for Week 11. Football Fridays on GND, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. Right now, on Grant and Danny, it is time to get a scouting report on the opponent with somebody who knows the team Washington's got on the schedule better than we do. BetQL guest hotline, bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com. Our buddy, Nick Wilson, WFNZ in Charlotte. Nick, it's been a while. Thanks for hopping on GND. How are you, man?
Gentlemen, a happy Football Friday to the both of you. Hope you all doing well.
We're doing great, buddy. First, quick congrats, GP. He used to be one of us. Now he's thin. Nick Wilson lost like 100 pounds, dude. Congrats. That's a huge deal.
Well, thank you. And I'd like to say that not only am I down 100 pounds, I've had multiple people this week say that I sound thinner. I don't know what the hell that means, but I'm happy to both being actually thinner and sounding thinner.
That is awesome, my friend.
I think sounding thinner is just a way that they say they can't hear you breathing anymore. But I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Yeah, like I sound like I'm snoring when I'm awake.
I was worried that maybe I sounded like fat Marlon Brando. You know, I didn't know if I sounded like Godfather Marlon. Like, hey, let's talk some Cam Newton today. I didn't know if that was, like, on the docket, but I'll take whatever I can get at this point.
Well, are you surprised at all that Cam Newton's a starter this quickly?
Yeah, I don't think I'm surprised. Listen, P.J. Walker, great guy, right? A lot of moxie. Played for Matt Rhule at Temple. I'm coming up with as many nice things as I can say about a guy who probably shouldn't be a backup quarterback in the NFL. They knew, you know, I kind of called this. I was right sports guy because that guy sucks. But allow me to tell you how I was right. My biggest concern with the Sam Darnold acquisition was that there was such a big chance that you got into the season, 8 games into the season, and you realized that guy sucked. And if you went down that road and you didn't have somebody to pivot to, then essentially you will have thrown away a season. And that's precisely where the Panthers were after the New England loss. Sam was hurt and Sam sucked, and they were facing at least 4 games with P.J. Walker as the starter. And I think they knew they had to do something, and that something was Cam Newton. And I think they realized every second that they sent P.J. Walker out there as the starter was an opportunity for the other team to beat you because he's just not any good.
So I'm glad you said that because in the first hour, we actually took calls on the fact that I feel better about the matchup with Cam Newton having been named starter. And that's not to say that I know a ton about P.J. Walker. I've gone back. I've watched him come in for Darnold and play the little bit that he has. I thought he should have thrown at least 2, maybe 3 picks last week. Everything you said is fine. I don't think Cam Newton's any good. And he just is not good and hasn't been there for more than a week. What am I missing?
I think the benefit with Cam is you can limit in a one game setting like this. You can limit some of the limitations that we've seen from him as a passer since the last shoulder injury. And the benefit is, like with PJ has some real limitations the same way as Cam as a passer, just naturally. The difference is Cam can still level lay down the hammer on the run side of things. So I don't know this is a game that Cam Newton's going to go out there and throw for 350 yards and all that kind of stuff. But his ability in the power passing game and what he can do in RPOs, I just think that gives you more of a chance to win than PJ Walker, who's more of a drop back, stay in the pocket quarterback, and has, I think, every bit of limitations from an arm perspective. He actually has a weaker arm than Cam does to go along with the inconsistency and inaccuracy.
Sure, it's Nick Wilson with us here on Grant and Danny. Let's go to the other side of the football here, Nick. That defense is nasty. I can't. By the way, you could do I Was Right Sports Talk guy if you said to sign Haason Reddick. I had no idea why nobody seemed to want that guy. He's going to be one of the league leaders in sacks.
Are you doing I Was Right Sports Guy right now?
He may as well have been talking about me. He knows that.
Danny loves doing that bit, by the way.
I just want to know who's right and who's wrong at all times, Nick.
And there's a scoreboard. And if you don't remind people that you were right,
there you go.
Then no one will remember. It's that simple. It's Sports Talk 101.
I'm just here as a public service. You're right. I'm doing a nice thing for everybody. But Reddick is great. Brian Burns is a stud. Jeremy Chinn was on the short list last year for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Got beat up by Chase Young, and he's got one and a half fewer sacks than Chase Young's going to have this season. But that's a pretty good defense over there. I think they can wreak havoc on this offense.
This defense reminds me of the 49ers defense the year before they went to the Super Bowl. Now they're a little bit better out of the gates. That defense came on late, but you see everything you need to be. I mean, they statistically are a top 10 defense, but when I say, I'm talking about across the board, they have everything you need with the depth, the versatility, what they have up front, a couple guys who can be shut down corners. I mean, they've been really great the last couple weeks, and they've been missing J.C. Horn, who is the number 8 pick in the draft this last year and was phenomenal to start his NFL career for the first couple games. So this defense, and you mentioned the name Haason Reddick. I knew Haason was better than people said he was coming out of Arizona because he had never really been played where he's supposed to be played off the edge. But I didn't know, he's been the most consistent Panthers defender this year, and he has been more consistent and better as an edge rusher is Brian Burns, which saying that says a lot because people here in town love them some Brian Burns just about as much as anybody can love, 24-year-old, potentially best edge rusher in the division kind of player.
WFNZ in Charlotte's Nick Wilson with us on Grant and Danny. At Nick Wilson says on Twitter, if you want to follow him leading up to the game, find out about this Panthers team. Number 2 defense in the league statistically, yards per game, and the metric I like better, yards per play. They're the number 1 pass defense in the league, number 2 passing yards per play, and they're pretty good top half of the league against the run. Where can they be had? If I'm Scott Turner and I'm trying to design a plan, are they susceptible somewhere? Is there anything they do badly?
They are. For them, it's more about the style of play that they struggle with. The number 1 thing they've struggled with is a big physical offense. So you look at Dallas, you look at the physicality in the trenches for them, you look at Zeke Elliott being able to really do some damage. He really gave them fits, and the game fell apart in the second half. Minnesota, with Dalvin Cook back in that game, and Alexander Mattison, those big physical backs, and more importantly, teams that like to punch you in the face with 350-pound offensive linemen, those teams give them fits because while they are a very fast defense and they are physical considering their size, they're still a somewhat undersized. You look at Brian Burns and Haason Reddick. They're 240, 250-pound edge players, right? You look at their linebackers. Shaq Thompson's probably 230 if we're being fair. The cornerbacks have gotten bigger, but Dante Jackson has been their best corner this year. his physical profile is more of a nickel corner, even though he's playing across from Stephon Gilmore, who's a big old beast. So that kind of punch you in the mouth football, that throwback slobber knocker football, that is something that has at points really hurt their defense this year.
So the ex-girlfriend's coming back into town, or the ex-fiance, really. Maybe it's even an ex-wife, however deep you want to go with it, with Ron Rivera and like his entire Carolina staff for a decade, all taking the bus down to back down there to play you guys. What's the feeling generally on Rivera? What's the feeling about Matt Rhule now? Grant and I are both Matt Rhule guys. Just kind of give me a state of the union there, Nick.
I cannot believe you guys have not mentioned the Taylor Heinicke revenge game. I mean, I thought I was coming on with the creme de la creme of Washington Sports Talk Radio. It's been just a wild week. If Cam hadn't done what he did on Sunday with the two touchdowns against Arizona and the big win, I think the Ron storyline would have been a lot bigger. Because the reality is, there's still a lot of people in this town. My partner's one of them. God bless him. Every time, you know, I've drawn corollaries between Washington and their quarterback situation and how they've handled it. I don't think it's very good, by the way. Sorry. And the corollaries to how Carolina has handled bringing in some of the slap asses they brought in the last 2 years. And every time we talk about Matt Rhule, it's, well, he's not Ron Rivera yet. He hasn't proven what Ron Rivera has proven. So even though Matt Rhule won last year, even though I think a lot of Panthers fans expect to win this year against Washington, I think there's still a lot of love for Ron Rivera in this town and a lot of people who wish that he would still be the head coach here. I can't say the same thing about Marty Herney. God bless Hern Dog Millionaire. Hashtag me so Herney. But yeah, most of the people that you guys have that used to be in Carolina, Panthers fans and Panther Nation, if you will, miss.
Well, I am going to steal Miso Herney.
Miso Herney is a 10.
That's going to be mine for a long, long time to come. And you will get no credit. I hope you're okay with that.
This is radio. There is no scoreboard unless I come onto your show every week and say, sir, that was mine.
Right. Well, we'll invite you back. You can do it next time. Yeah, I would trade you some pieces back, but I don't think we get to play that game. By the way, this is the David Mayo revenge game, not the Taylor Heinicke revenge game. We could actually do this 31 different ways because there are 31 people coming back home.
Is it a Ryan Vermillion revenge game? No one knows.
It's not because he got raided by the DEA and he's no longer part of the
training. Where is he right now? No one knows.
We're not sure where he's at. Thank you for that headache, though, Nicholas. All right. Well, go ahead. Sorry.
I just want to let you know, I've got plenty of crooked doctors down here left to send you. If you want, that was one of about 100 down here.
I want to know about the playoff push. You guys are 5-5, and we know all about making the playoffs when it's just because of an indictment of everyone else, not an endorsement of yourself. That happened here last year. You guys had one of those under Rivera, too, I think, when you were like a 7-win playoff team. But because the NFC playoff picture is so befuddling, at this moment, you guys could be the last team in the NFC. Is that a big part of the conversation? Like, are we zeroing in on a playoff run here? What is the idea?
The segment that will win me the Marconi Award this year, I did earlier this week, which is, which P word are the Panthers closer to, playoff or panic? Feel free to use that one as well, alongside hashtag me so Herney.
Thank you.
That's what this week is about. They've got to win this game because I just don't know anyone's buying into this Panthers team. They're buying into the defense. The problem has been the offense has been downright offensive. They've been awful, and they have been – I mean, I cannot accurately illustrate enough how awful Sam Darnold was. Sam Darnold was literally single-handedly hamstringing this team from being able to win despite good or better performances from the defense week in and week out. So I think the Arizona win, it washed out the bad loss from New England out of your mouth. That happened at Bank of America Stadium. You got the big Cam moment. But this week really feels like a proof of concept. Washington has a worse record than you. I think most people in Carolina feel that they're the better team. And now you've got the face of the franchise back under center, a guy who, even if he's bad, I don't know anybody can be as bad as Sam Darnold. And so, yeah, if they win this game, we're going to be talking about the good P word all week long. If they lose this game and Ron Rivera gets his revenge, as does Taylor Heinicke and Ryan Vermilion and David Mayo, then all of a sudden we're going to be right back in the panic seat with six games to go.
Nick, you're the best, buddy. Always appreciate the time, man. Have a great weekend.
Anytime, gentlemen. Thanks so much.
See you, pal.
At Nick Wilson says on Twitter, they're jacked up for the return in Carolina, but you heard him say something that I was told by somebody else this week is playing out, which is they anticipated in the media down there that this would be the story for months and months.
The Ron Rivera return.
Exactly. Yeah. And now it's kind of like, oh, by the way, Ron Rivera is going to be here Sunday. All they're talking about and all they care about is Cam Newton starting again for them at home. They could be playing against Joe Judge in New York. They could be playing against Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia, Mike McCarthy in Dallas. The fact that it's Rivera is interesting. As he says, it's not important, right?
That's right.
I mean, they care about the Cam Newton side of this thing. That's basically what they care about right now.
I get it. I get it.
It's interesting to hear him say basically how I feel about this game from Washington's perspective. Now, they are a little bit better, I think, on paper.
Yeah, I think they are.
They're quarterbackless at this point, but they are defensively the number two unit in the league. That's what Washington's supposed to be, by the way. What the Panthers have been this year, like, we'll figure out a way at the quarterback position, but we're going to be great on defense, and our awesome weapon on offense, for them it's McCaffrey, for Washington it's McLaurin, is going to be heavily involved, and we'll gut our way to 9-8. They're basically doing a better job right now under Matt Rhule of trying to figure out the plan that Washington had lined up this year that didn't come to fruition.
Precisely. This is the funhouse mirror in a good way version of what Washington was designed to be. The defense, it's tough as nails because after the passer with two defensive ends that are outstanding, by the way, versatile linebacking core, the Shaq Thompson and company, good on the back end, Jeremy Chinn and company, good cornerbacks. They added Stephon Gilmore, by the way, as if they needed extra help there. Offensively,
who has helped them a ton.
Yeah, of course.
He was not healthy. They brought him in knowing they'd have to wait a few weeks before he could get on the field. Made a big trade for him and immediately picked off a pass in his return. The following week picked off a pass against New England. He's made immediate impact and big dividends already.
DJ Moore is a star. He's the way we feel about Terry McLaurin, they probably feel about him, and they're probably going, why can't we get this guy the football more? Oh my God, our quarterbacks are terrible. He's still close to 60 receptions, over 700 yards. Doesn't find the end zone very much. Again, that's a product of their offense, but I think that guy is outstanding. They've got weapons. They drafted Terrace Marshall this year. And oh, by the way, the most versatile running back in football. When healthy, Christian McCaffrey is an absolute force. So they've got all the ingredients. When Ron Rivera talks about building, when he talks about, you know, you want to make sure you don't mortgage the future and acquire a bunch of talent, I'd like that. I'd like that group of talent, please, on both sides of the football. They don't have a quarterback either, though.
My original idea for that interview, and I just didn't have the guts to pull it off, was to have in front of me the list of all 31 people going back, and just until it got old, say, and what's the expectation as blank comes home? And then just get down to the bottom where it's like practice squad linebacker like Jordan Konoschek.
That's right.
Like, and Jordan Konoschek's coming back. What do you guys think about that? And just 31 different questions of Nick about fill-in-the-blank member of the Panthers organization.
Do you guys like your salary cap guy now? Do you like the guy that hangs the drywall? Do you like the guy that mows the lawn? They're all up here now.
If they hadn't played last year, you would have thought this would have been a bigger deal. But it's right back into the driver's seat because of the Cam Newton angle.
Mm-hmm.
If Cam Newton didn't get signed last week and Rivera's just going back to Charlotte, nationally, I don't know how many people care about this. This has become a national headline game because of Cam. That's it. If it was P.J. Walker starting against Ron Rivera, we saw last year when Teddy Bridgewater started against him. Not that different. Obviously, going back to Charlotte, a little bit of flair there, too. All right, confidence points picks time. Darris will give you the scoreboard update. You'll find out who is in the driver's seat to avoid interning for 106.7 The Fan for a day. You cannot finish last. You will be embarrassed. We will make sure that your internship that lasts a day is a terrible, awful existence. We'll get to the scoreboard update and give you our picks for this weekend around the NFL with our confidence points next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Friday, which means in lieu of a double play, we will win off the field coming up at 3:45. You can call us if you'd like. Line up at 800-636-1067. Tell us how you are in the win column. Just little teeny tiny mini moral victories that are awesome for you and no one else would care about. You get to share them on the radio. This is a Football Friday presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. And that means we got to give you our confidence points picks. Doesn't matter if you win, you just can't finish last. That's because you become an intern here at 106.7 The Fan when you finish last, and you're going to have to deal with some responsibilities that day. So let's get an update on the scoreboard from, well, regrettably, I hate to say it, a guy who right now is in the driver's seat to be an intern for a day, our pal, our hardworking producer, Darius Stammer.
All right, I got your scoreboard update here, gentlemen. In first place, Ryan leads the way with 95 points. In second place, you guys are actually tied in second place. Grant and Danny are tied with 86 points apiece. And in dead last, after two straight 0 for 5 weeks, is yours truly, the producer of the Grant and Danny Show, Darius Dameron.
Can we clap it up just to change the juju for Darius a little bit?
Yeah.
0 for his last 10 on confidence points picks.
It's been rough, man.
That's hard to do.
And I mean, going through here, making my picks, I'm in my own head at this point.
You and I were talking about it on Monday. You're like, I feel like I'm never going to get another game right. When you're on a slide, it's tough. Digging your way out of that rut is not easy. I've got faith in you. You need a look at Danny. Danny was like 56 points behind everyone after 2 weeks. He's right back in the thick of things right now. He'll be all right.
I'll hang in there somehow.
Randomizing coin toss. It worked for me until last week. And I'm going to use my brain again, which doesn't bode well.
That'll be next week's strategy should I go anything less than 1 for 4 or 1 for 5.
All right, so we go in the order of the standings. So it'll go Ryan, me, Danny, Darius in that order this week. So, Ryan, why don't you get it started?
All right, I'm going to start it off my 5-point play. I have Green Bay -1.5 going to Minnesota. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I think he's going to win by more than 2 points. It's that simple. Going against Mike Zimmer, that ancient dinosaur as a coach, easy win.
Bad toe for Aaron Rodgers. Missed practice again this week. Packers offense hadn't looked good. No Aaron Jones. He's hurt.
I know. A.J. Dillon's perfectly fine back there.
He's pretty good. I have avoided the Vikings games as best as possible because life is like a Minnesota Vikings. You never know what you're going to get.
We'll see. They won last week, surprisingly. They're not going to do it twice in a week. Twice in a season.
5-point play. I love that I'm getting points here. I got this team winning outright. Kevin Sheehan's got the smell test. This is my smell test. If I think a team's going to win, and you're giving me 2.5 points, that's my 5-point play. The Dallas Cowboys are going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and they are an underdog in Kansas City.
The Tennessee Titans are favored by 10 points over Houston. Houston has been outscored by 78 points over their last four. Tennessee, despite not having Derrick Henry, will cover that.
Do we feel like at some point, though, the Titans are going to come crashing back down?
I don't. I think they're not
as
good.
You think they're going to never miss Derrick Henry? Just keep rolling?
I think once they do lose in the postseason, I think they probably will. Someone will go, they didn't have Derrick Henry. See, we caught him. Their defense is good. They get after the passer really well. The only guy defensive tackle with more sacks than Jonathan Allen is Jeffrey Simmons. He's right next to Harold Landry, who's really good on defense. They got good receivers. Tannehill's pretty solid. I think Vrabel's a great coach. They're living a charmed life right now, but I mean, they missed Derrick Henry. Don't get me wrong, but I think they're still going to be okay.
I think they're going to miss him a lot more. They beat the Rams because they had the two interceptions. One was a pick six. One went inside the five, and then they kind of snuck a win against the Saints last week. Now, they're going to beat the Texans. That goes without saying. I might pick the Patriots to take them next week, but we'll get there then. All right, so Darius, you round out the five-point plays.
I am stealing a five-point play here from Ryan. I'm also going Green Bay -1.5. Green Bay typically plays very well in Minnesota in the comfy confines of U.S. Bank Stadium. I also, even with Aaron Rodgers hurt, I think the Green Bay's defense has been on the climb over the last several weeks. It seems like their game against Washington was their get-right game, if you want to say it that way. So I do have confidence that Green Bay can go up there and win by 2 points or more.
Packers D shut out the Seahawks, gave up only 13 to the Chiefs with Mahomes. Held the Cardinals before the Kyler Murray injury to 21, and obviously Washington, not quite as exciting for that defense. They don't hang a banner for this, but they held the football team to 10. They have been great in the last month under Joe Barry. All right, four-point plays.
All right, my four-point play. I have Philly -2 against the Saints. Kamara hasn't been seen at practice the last 2 days, so that is a developing story, which I don't think he will play. So I have Philly's defense dominating Trevor Siemian and the Saints. And Taysom Hill, maybe. Who knows?
Saints lose again? We're going to start talking about, Danny, them falling out of the playoff picture.
Absolutely.
They're right now the sixth seed. There are seven that'll get in. But they are free-falling at this moment. I've got the Lions getting 12.5 points. Reoccurring theme for me. A lot of underdogs and points for me this week. Not a whole lot I like about Detroit, if I'm just being candid with you. But I love getting 12.5 against a Browns team offensively that I think lacks some explosiveness through the air. To cover something like 13 points, which is what this game ultimately could end up being, you need to be able to sling the ball around. Baker Mayfield's not healthy in and out of the lineup. Case Keenum is a drop-off, maybe not as big a drop-off as Cleveland would like. They're going to have Nick Chubb back, which is nice, but points don't come from the running game. Detroit will lose, but I think they'll lose by 10 or 11. I like them +12.5.
Spread scares me a little bit, and they've screwed me this past week by losing to the Washington football team. But I think Tampa Bay, Monday Night Football, beats the hell out of the Giants. They're due for a breakout game. They're not going to go down to the toilet. Tom Brady won't allow it, and the Giants are horrendous.
You know what I like about that pick is they say when you bet on sports, basically don't have last week affect you too much. You bet on the Bucs to cover 10, and they just laughed in your face.
Yep.
And you're doing it exactly the same this week.
And I'm chasing the same phenomenon I thought last week, which is a terrible place to be.
No, but I think more often than not in betting, it probably works out because the good team gets good again and doesn't stay bad. Darius, four-pointer.
It's a little risky. I'm feeling not very confident after looking at it, but I'm going to take Pitt with the +5.5. Chargers have been reeling lately. Chargers home games are not Chargers home games, especially when the Steelers are coming to town. Sunday Night Football, I think there's a good chance that the Steelers will be able to cover 5.5 here.
If Big Ben doesn't go, how's Darius going to be feeling at kickoff?
I'm going to be really ricked. Yes, that's going to be bad.
Steelers record, I don't have it in front of me, but as road dogs with Mike Tomlin, they cover at an unbelievable rate. Like, his resume as a underdog on the road and them covering is astronomical. So I kind of like that play for you. I've got it lower down my board. All right, three-pointers. Bradley Beal struggling to hit these this year, but I think Ryan has been strong.
All right. So
let's go Davis Bertans.
Thank you. I have the Colts +7 in Buffalo. This Colts team, this is the team that will scare Buffalo. They can run the football. They're not going to be relying on the pass. They're going to run it down their throats, and they're going to keep it within a touchdown. I like Indy +7.
Is Indy getting to a point, Danny, where they're a I-don't-want-to-play-that-team?
They're not that much fun to play against.
Jonathan Taylor is a pain in the ass to tackle.
I feel like they always keep games close. I don't have good evidence of that because I'm not even looking at their game log, but I always feel like they're in everything.
They went to overtime in their loss to the Titans. They beat the Jets by 15, hung 45, beat the Jags only by 6, beat the 49ers in the rain by 12. That game probably wasn't as close as it seemed. 4-touchdown win over the Texans, lost in overtime to the Ravens, should have won that game. Yeah, I mean, when they've lost, they've pretty much been in their games, to your point. A 3-point play for you, Danny. What do you got?
I actually thought that Alvin Kamara was going to play this week, and it looks like he's not. I just saw that at practice. So I don't feel as good about this one. New Orleans +2 against Philadelphia.
You can audible right now. Last opportunity. I mean, we're doing the segment. You now know he's not going
to
play.
I emailed it in. I'm sticking to the integrity of it. I sent it to Darius earlier. I'm sure Darius is a person.
Yeah, I was about to call you.
I sent it to Darius Rucker earlier. He didn't respond. I sent it to Darius previously, as we're instructed to do, so I got to stay with it.
You won't botch his name again.
Did I do it again?
No, you didn't.
Okay, thank God.
Darius Leonard, the Colts linebacker.
I sent it to Marcel Darius for some reason.
All right, this is big, boys. Everybody listening? Everybody paying good attention here for my 3-point play? The Washington football team goes to Charlotte, and they come home +3 winners, putting 3 points on the board for your guy, Guillermo. I had him in points against Tampa. We are going to ride the wave, friends. They're going to come home to roost again for the second time in as many weeks. 3-point play, the good guys in the nation's capital.
I'm a little shocked I'm the first one to take this, but as my 3-point play, I'm going to take the Chicago +6. It looks like Justin Fields is trending upwards, which is great for Chicago, despite the loss of Khalil Mack. That is going to suck for them. But the Ravens have been terrible on the road and also got insight from the great Matt Valdez of the Sports Junkies. And he's always on point about his Ravens. He does not like the Ravens this weekend. He thinks that it's going to come down to the final play. Hopefully that final play keeps him within 6.
Valdez, an uncanny run the last 5 weeks of just calling game script. I ask him each week, what are the Ravens going to do? He's got it down to like the final quarter, how it plays out. He correctly predicted not only that they'd lose outright to the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football, but that Lamar Jackson would get sick after the game.
That's not a joke, by the way.
Like
he literally said that.
He thought it would be COVID or something, but he's like, he's going to miss practice next week because he's going to be COVID symptoms or something. And now he's sick and he's missing practice. It's been unbelievable how good he's been at calling the Ravens. So Darius is riding with him here. All right, let's get to the twos.
All right, so my 2-point play was going to be Chicago +6 because of Valdez. But seeing Khalil Mack out for the rest of the year scares me. I'm going Pittsburgh +5.5. Mike Tomlin on the road, like you said earlier, he covers the spread. That's all he does. And the Chargers have been fumbling recently. So I like Pittsburgh +5.5 with or without Ben.
2-point play for your boy. I'm going Steelers +5.5 as well. The Mike Tomlin effect, my guy. 3 of us taking the Steelers after their gross game against the Lions. The cover, I don't know what that says about the Chargers who are, I mean, they've lost a little bit of steam since early in the season.
They have lost a bit of luster. I got San Francisco favored by 6.5 over Jacksonville. San Francisco coming off their big W. They need it. They're desperate. Jacksonville, that was a last gasp. They are horrendous.
I'm going to go head-to-head with Danny's 3-point play pick, and I'm going to take Philly -2. Philly's been pretty actually interesting lately. And now, as you said, Kamara is out. Trevor Siemian starting, so that should say a lot. I do think Philly is going to be able to win by more than 2.
Eagles starting to get to a point. We had Elliot Shore Parks on the show yesterday, if you want to go back and listen to that, who covers the Eagles in Philly. But they're starting to talk themselves into Jalen Hurts possibly being a quarterback of the future there. And I hope they do that. That would be great. I don't want them, with those 3 first-round picks, to dare try to do better than Jalen Hurts. But another win, another feather in his cap. He could have all the momentum at QB.
All right, my 1-point play. Detroit knee-biting Dan Campbell, the Detroit Lions, +12.5 at Cleveland. Baker stinks. Dan Campbell's got these guys rolling. Again, they're an elite, defeated team. Detroit +12.5.
Got these guys rolling is a great line.
First of all, got these guys rolling after they just tied because the Steelers fumbled it 8 times. Also, this is not a bit when Ryan says this. He really thinks they're actually really good. And just unlucky at 0-8.
They're the best 0-8 team, best defeated team of all time.
Exactly.
That's his take.
They are the best 0-8 team ever. Ever. ever.
There haven't been that many. You know how hard it is to get to 0-8?
It is tough, but
especially when you're good.
They found a way.
How are they so good and also 0-8?
Because they're just an elite 0-8 team. That's it. I look at this team, they cover the spread, and they make me money, and they're going to make the listeners money too.
All right. One-point play for me. I'm going to go with the Cardinals -1.5 against the Seattle Seahawks. I was kind of staying away from this game, not knowing what's what with Kyler Murray. But I'll audible to this game based on the Kamara news, and I'll say the Cardinals -1.5.
This one's already been covered. 1-point play. Pittsburgh +5.5 versus the Chargers.
Wow.
Defensively, they keep it close.
How do all four of us have the Steelers in that game? That tells you what you need to know about how we all feel about Mike Tomlin and that defense, right?
Yep.
Because does anybody actually know who bet on that Ben Roethlisberger is going to play? Like, we're all basically saying Mason Rudolph can play that game within 5.
Yep.
The ultimate compliment to Tomlin, who's just never had a losing season.
And again, the Chargers have been pooping on themselves lately. So
it hasn't been pretty.
It hasn't been good. Right. My 1-point play, I'm taking the whiff +3. I'm one of the proponents of Cam Newton is not going to scare me, and I don't think he scares this Washington football team come this weekend. So give me Washington +3.
Side play here. Do they win outright?
No.
But you think they keep it within?
I think they keep it within, though.
We'll take it. Those are your confidence points picks. Those are our plays for the week on Grant and Danny. You finished last. You're an intern for a day. Next, we're winning off the field. 800-636-1067. What little teeny tiny mini moral victory has made your day better? 4 o'clock hour at 425 is Taylor Heinicke going to repeat last week's strong outing or regress back to how he was playing before he broke out in the win against Tampa Bay? We'll get to that coming up in a little over a half hour on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To figure out how you're winning off the field on a Football Friday presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. This is the slot where we give you your double play day in and day out. But on Fridays, you tell us what little thing has gone right in your day, how you're in the win column. You don't do it for me. You don't do it for Danny. You do it because many, many years ago, Bruce Allen at Washington's facility, used to be called the Park. I don't really know what it's called now. Once said that while the football team was not winning on the field, they were winning off the field. So, Danny, why don't you go ahead and give us an example of how you are winning off the field.
Two straight Thursdays have had dinner with friends. Two different friend groups. Friend group number one's like, hey, where do you guys want to go? We're like, the Red Hen. We make reservations. Go to the Red Hen last Thursday. Second friend group, unbeknownst to us until later in the week, they made a reservation last night. You know where we went?
Not to the Red Hen.
Right back to the Red Hen. One of my favorite restaurants in the world.
You ate at the Red Hen twice in 1 week?
That's right. Two straight Thursdays, ate at the Red Hen. I stuffed myself. I was an embarrassment last night. I was so...
You didn't get sick.
Full. I was so full that I was hot last night. You ever been that full?
I am.
Where you just get so full and you know that your body isn't working the way it's supposed to. Everyone else is comfortable with temperatures. You keep asking people, why aren't you hot? Isn't it hot? I couldn't sleep because I was so hot. But the food was so great. Therefore, I was.
Winning off the field.
I can't believe you went twice in 1 week.
Twice in 1 week.
Last week when you went, you wouldn't stop talking about how great it is, yeah. And I love that restaurant. But, I mean, you would have thought I'm not going to go back for 5 years. I have to talk about this. And you were right back there the next
week. We went right back. And I ran back all my same appies, all the same pasta. I changed up my pasta this time. I got the rigatoni with the house-made sausage, which is a team, Miss Davis. A team!
Should have got that rigatoni. Your boy has been waiting very patiently for a local sports bar to open. They put a sign up mid-pandemic, basically, saying they were coming to this establishment not far from my house. And I was like, really? That's kind of cool. So I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting some more. Months go by. Nothing. More months. I see people going in and out of this place, doing a little work. Whole lot of nothing. But eventually, this week, that sports bar is opening, apparently. And your boy's going to go try it. He's going to check it out. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Let's go to Rich in Olney. Hello, Richard. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Good, pal.
So I have multiple leftover bags of Halloween candy all over the house, you know, door to door and everything. So I decided to consolidate everything into one big bin. I pour it out. Two full-size Snicker bars in my pocket. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
It's about as good as it gets right there.
Go, Rich.
The king-size Snickers you didn't know was there.
We've still got leftover candy, and I see it. You know what I mean? Like, I see it every day. It's hard. It'll test that patience. I know it's in those little... my kids got... They ate so much candy, they're now sick of the candy. I see all those peanut butter cups and M&Ms. I know they're there.
I'm not really a candy guy. Now, I say that, and I would have to admit that if there were, like, Reese's cups in my freezer or fridge... late after dinner, 9:30, 10 o'clock, watching Thursday or Monday Night Football or something, I would definitely eat that, and I would be excited about it. But if you're talking about candies I really like Skittles, Starburst, that kind of thing, I don't know why. It just doesn't move the needle for me much anymore, and I eat really bad. If there's cookie, I'm going to crush it.
Sure.
There's ice cream in the freezer, I'm going to scoop as much out as I can. Candy just doesn't do it for me.
So I didn't care about candy until I started dieting. And now I've got a sweet tooth. And now I care about it. Now I just want
it. For me, that's sweets. That's the cookies, the brownies, all that stuff.
That's all included, man. It's all gravy. I mean, we're all talking about wins here.
Let's go to Lindsay in Vienna. Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well.
Doing great?
I am off work in 8 minutes, and I work next to a brewery, so I am...
winning off the field.
Off of work and about to pummel some drinks. How about that?
Not too bad.
Very exciting night for you ahead. Let's go to Beal and Lorton. What's going on, Beal? How are you?
Hey, Grant. Hey, Danny. How y'all doing today?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Well, I was working for Amazon at the warehouse, but now I'm about to go into the IT program and make more money.
Winning on the field.
I think that's an on-field win that he's going to be making more money. But let's not include that he's going to get a raise. Let's just say... he's making a transition that's going to make him happier into the IT program.
Winning off the field.
There you go. Good transition. Yeah, thank you very much.
Sean's in Rockville. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hey, gents, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, so yesterday I get an unexpected refund check for like $25 from my mortgage company. Not a big deal. Next thing you know, I walk into the Safeway up in Olney, and there's a triple IPA at 18.2% alcohol for $20. And therefore, I am
winning off the field.
You're getting yourself that drink without any money because you're using that money you just got.
The Safeway and Only. Did he run into old Cakesy there?
He might have.
Might have seen him. If you're doing midday type shopping, you might see old Cakesy.
11:40 in the morning, he's probably lining up his groceries.
The triple IPA, by the way, that's a bit of a shell.
Sounds like it.
One-fifth of it is alcohol, and it's like basically just hops and alcohol, and they put it in a bottle.
I hear they put more hops in it. Movie?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Nerdy kid. All right. Talking about beer.
Okay.
Says he hears they put more hops in it.
Jerry Maguire.
I'm looking for McLovin, a character in the hit movie.
Superbad?
Superbad.
That's in Superbad?
That's in Superbad.
When is that Superbad? When
he's in the liquor
store. When Jonah Hill's yelling?
No. When he goes into the liquor store very awkwardly, and he's trying to get himself some beer underage. And the person clearly knows that he's not old enough. And he's like asking him what beer he wants or whatever. And he's like, I hear they put more hops in that.
Is it where he drops him on the floor and has to clean him up? Oh, yeah. Right before he gets punched in the face.
Right about then. Beltway Blitz is next. 425 is Heinicke going to repeat his performance against the Bucks or regress to how he was playing before that. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.